Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Open Line Thursday to all the donks out there in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, wherever you may be listening to the show on the Odyssey app. We appreciate that. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com to join their team today. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. Please give a follow if you're not already. Joined by John Paul Flame.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello, sir. Good morning to you. Joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning. How are
Hello,
you, Ricky?
I am fine. Jason Bishop is here.
Happy Thursday to everybody out there.
Happy Thursday pre-Memorial Day long three-day weekend. Thursday.
It's going to be a longer one for me because I'm on vacation next week.
Oh,
and by the way, I do have to thank Bobby Blicky from Corona who hooked me up with some seltzers for my daughters for our trip to North Carolina.
Very good. Very
you
tasty.
You asked him for some seltzers?
Well, I just asked him. Actually, I asked him for some Svetka.
Which is
vodka.
Right.
Okay.
And he goes, hey, do you want any Coronas? I said, sure. Girls will probably drink some Coronas. Right. So he hooked some cases of Corona seltzers.
It's very
so
nice.
So thank you, Bobby Blicky.
It's very nice to have an alcohol hookup.
It yeah, just
it
is.
It's excellent.
Really is.
Look, I still have leftovers, thing. I think an entire case of Coronas and some seltzers from the P1 book party.
Mm-hmm. Those
and I have Sierra Nevadas because Cakes introduced me to a Sierra Nevada guy.
Yeah, I have a Sierra Nevada hookup.
So and I just don't drink like two beers a night.
So here's
like
the
Cakes
thing does. About Baldhead Island, which is the spot we're going to. They have a grocery store on the island, but it's very expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
sure.
island prices.
Of course. They
have to bring as much over from the mainland as you possibly can.
They're holding you hostage,
correct.
Basically.
Correct. And I'm sure the prices are even crazier now than they've been in the last few years that I've been
there.
So,
do you fit in with the full head of hair?
Bald head. It's a good, not a bad thing, JP. Pete Medhurst should go there.
But my buddy was down there playing in the member guest at the Baldhead Island Club.
Okay.
Just past weekend. And he came back and he's got COVID.
Okay.
He said there was a huge COVID outbreak on Baldhead Island, apparently. And I said to myself, how's that possible? There's nobody there.
Right.
I mean, if you've ever been to Baldhead Island, I mean, there's only golf carts. There's about four restaurants.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going bar hopping, you know, and you're shoulder to shoulder with people.
Yeah.
I was like, how did he get COVID on Baldhead Island? That's the last place I would think you would get it.
It's kind of weird.
But he feels poopy.
Yeah, I guess he does.
But I'll be fine. But anyway, so thank you, Bobby Blicky.
You're going to be going on vacay soon. Let's say hello to the boys behind the glass. It is a Thursday, so that means probably a new bit season in the pipeline. Hello, Matt Valdez.
Morning, Cakes. Yes, we do record today.
Good,
every Thursday.
Good. Good morning to you, and good morning to Drab T-Shirt.
Hey, what's up? Good morning to everybody.
another blowout in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals last night. I watched the first quarter, and it was just a first quarter. No one
those
could
offenses stink.
No one could hit a shot. And then I guess in
Boston
the third,
was down though, right? Because when I went to bed, I think they were down.
They were down. Maybe in the first half.
Maybe, by a few points.
4 to 6 points, something like that.
But I guess in the third quarter they blew them out. But I know it was another blowout. And the Heat starters who got crushed in game four got crushed again in game five.
Right. They need Tyler Hero.
Yeah, Hero's out. That kills them. Hmm. I mean, I don't know if they win the game if Hero plays, but. You know,
he averages 20 points a game the bench.
He's their second or third best player. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did I saw somebody, God, I can't remember who it was. One of the NBA guys was saying why they thought Boston was going to win. I just started betting Boston every night. So far, 2-0. Silly.
Good job, yeah.
I can't remember who it was.
Miami shot 15% from three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And 31% overall.
Right. Yeah. Think about this. NBA players, 7 for 45 from threes. NBA players.
Well, that's why it's hard to watch. I mean, some days they'll make them. But
I don't even understand how that's possible.
You know, old school, if you were shooting like that, a coach would say, hey, maybe don't do that anymore. Let's try a different route.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't happen in the NBA.
You keep firing.
You just keep launching.
And it's
keep
not like,
firing because you can
like
hit 20-plus like Dallas.
Now, it's not like it was a road game and a rowdy crowd in an arena that you're not used to.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, but even though they had the best record in the Eastern Conference, they're offensively limited. And sometimes it shows up.
Live by the three, die by the three. Basically what the league is now.
And the Celtics will probably crush him in game six.
I was watching an NBA draft prospect. I can't remember where the kid was from. I think he was from Colorado. But you may know who he is. And he did well, apparently, in the Chicago pre-draft camp. And I don't know. These videos show up on my feed, and I was watching him. And the guy's a great athlete, but he looks like he's about 6'9". And, of course, three-quarters of the workout is him shooting threes. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's
shoot three, then dribble, dunk, run back out, shoot three, dribble,
that's just
dunk.
What it is.
Yeah, and that's the workout. It's just crazy.
Those guys are not going to be posting up on the block anymore.
But the mid-range game, nothing matters but threes.
Right.
It's the only thing that matters.
Layups,
threes.
Dunks, threes.
The least surprising
Boston just shot 33.
Right.
It's not an overwhelming amount. They were 10 for 33. From the three-point line.
Mm-hmm.
The least shocking NBA headline I saw yesterday is that Bradley Beal is leaning strongly towards signing the five-year, nearly $250 million deal that the Wizards obviously have on the table for him.
Yeah, I did hear...
How could you be shocked by that?
I did hear an interesting take from our friend Chris Miles, who works with NBA TV, sometimes fills in here. He was on with... I can't remember who he was on. I think maybe it was Pete Medhurst. I was flipping around last night when I was driving. And he said, if you look at the draft and the number 10 pick, the strongest position is actually shooting guard.
Right.
And that you can make an argument, even though Bradley Beal is your best player, hasn't led you to anything, you let him walk and you draft somebody and plan for the future.
Because you don't
necessarily want to force feed a point guard. If he's not that good, that is the position of need, especially if you bring back Bradley Beal at two.
Mm-hmm.
But that the shooting guard position is what all the draft Knicks are saying is pretty strong, particularly at that part of the draft.
Well, yeah. I also saw the clips of the guy from Kansas. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Obagi
or whatever.
Obagi, yeah.
He looks legit. Great athlete.
He kind of blossomed because he was under recruited.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was like a top player coming out of high school, but he's a senior, so he played his 4 years there.
Yeah. And, he shot 40% from threes on a high volume shooting.
I don't even think you need a true point guard in the NBA
That's
much.
What I think.
I think you just need a scoring point guard.
Right. I mean,
so you can designate their positions however you want, shooting guard, point guard, whatever. But you know, in the NBA, you just need a guy.
Can't you have two Bradley Beal types? Like
I think you can. I don't think you need that true point guard like you do in college.
I'm trying to remember Portland.
You certainly need one who can shoot it.
Draft. Yeah. Portland moved on from CJ McCollum this year. They traded him because they had a younger guy who's not bad. I'm trying to. It's early in the morning. Can't think who's the guard that they have. They kind of replaced him. Yeah, and he's pretty good.
Anthony Simons.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you would find a guy who's going to be as good as Bradley Beal, but
What about
is he worth $250 million?
Probably not.
Of course he's not. But
probably
that's,
not. I mean, Ted's already going to make the offer, so he's going to take it.
That's what NBA, you know, max contracts have become.
Like, right, but it could set you back.
Well, I mean, that's just that's what I'm used to as a Wizards fan. I'm used to spinning my wheels.
I think there's going to be some pressure on Tommy Shepard, especially if they don't do much this year. I mean, maybe the Porzingis-Beal marriage will be great. Didn't really get to see that. Mm. Porzingis was okay. We'll see if he can play a full season, and we'll see how they fare.
I mean, just think about that, $250 million. I mean, there's no way Beal can turn it down. I mean,
yeah, I think you just can't turn it down.
You can't turn it down. Even if you know deep down in your heart, you know you can't win a ring here, and you're probably not going to consistently go to the playoffs, you can't turn it down.
It's impossible to look at that amount of money. And I know that he could go to another team and get close to that and actually contend. But
right.
You just can't turn down a quarter of $1 billion. It's financially irresponsible.
Where does he live? Does he live in D.C.? Does he have like a penthouse in D.C.?
I don't know where he lives.
Don't know, yeah.
I mean, I know he's from St. Louis, but
maybe
I don't
Great
know.
Falls.
JP, what were you saying that you heard him say that he really likes the area? You said something. I don't know where you heard that.
Oh, you're talking about Bradley Beal?
Yeah, Beal.
Yeah, kind of like what Cake said, that he's leaning towards it. He likes the area, he likes the team.
Yeah.
But like,
and he likes the 250.
Not that Beal is Steph Curry by any stretch, but couldn't you have, there'd be our version of Steph Curry and Klay Thompson if you had two guys like that? They don't have another guy that
good luck finding another Curry.
Yeah. Who's the other guy?
Well, I don't know. One of these two guards. Like JP was saying, in the draft, that it's you know, it's deepest around 10 with two guards. So get another one.
Just get
best player.
I have a hard time believing that the 10th pick is going to be developing into anything close to what Bradley Beal has become.
It'd be hard to.
Yeah, you never know. You might get lucky.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think Jason's right. I think you can't just force feed, or JP's right. You can't just force feed a point guard there. Whatever. I mean, how important is it to have a pure old school point guard?
Yeah, I mean, if the point guard position isn't as strong as the shooting guard position, you just want a scorer. You got to score. Just take the best shooting guard then.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I mean, we'll see what happens.
I've come to grips with realizing that I root for an irrelevant NBA franchise, a team that never really contends in the playoffs.
Right now, that's true.
They just can't win 50 games ever. I mean, they haven't won 50 games since the 70s.
Right.
They can't be consistently good. And I don't know, that's kind of my lot in life. That's the team that I root for.
Maybe they surprise you this year. Maybe they surprise you. Got to stay healthy. I mean, Porzingis obviously has to stay healthy.
Right, of course.
So that knee's got to hold up.
That's been a problem for him throughout his career.
Yeah, and then Beal had the injury this year. He's got to stay healthy. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Cortisone, baby. Take the cortisone. Just take a cortisone shot every season. Pump it into the knee. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll survive. I know you're not supposed to take too many of those, but they're magic.
Yeah,
especially for what he's dealing with. I think he had like a bone bruise, right? Isn't that what was killing him?
You're talking about Porzingis?
Yeah. His last go around. But
well, he's just a big, tall lurch.
He's a big, tall giant.
And you know, those bones are going to start aching a little bit sooner than the smaller guys.
Well, right now, you can't imagine the Wizards playing meaningful games.
No,
the Celtics and Heat did. It was an ugly game. You know what I've started watching, which has actually put me to sleep on three different occasions.
Okay.
And I actually think it's a decent show, but I wasn't that entertained with the NBA game, and my wife and I are watching the show. Now, she's bitter because I fell asleep in episode 2, and she had watched it all, and then I have to rewind and remember where I was and kind of catch up, is The Flight Attendant. You ever watched The Flight Attendant,
you know,
HBO
what?
Max?
I'm glad you brought that up. I watched the first season starring former Junks guest Kaley Cuoco.
Yes.
The first season I thought was good.
Watching season 1, Cakes.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Season 1, and I'm on episode 2.
I watched the entire first season.
Is it a comedy?
It has comedic aspects. It's a murder mystery. At least season 1's a murder mystery.
It's literally about a flight attendant and her interactions with people on planes?
I mean, I can give you the premise. No. It's a flight attendant who has like a one-night stand, and she wakes up, and there's a dead body next to her.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
And she's trying to figure out what happened. Mm-hmm. She presumably didn't do it. And I know there's season 2 and I think a season 3. So I would guess she didn't do it or gets away with it.
I'm
in episode 2.
I'll tell you this.
It's kind of funny.
I watched season 2, episode 1, and I haven't been compelled to watch the second episode yet.
But you liked season one.
I liked it.
That's what I'm watching.
It was fine. Right. I'd say it's fine.
Yeah.
Wasn't great. Wasn't terrible.
Well, I'm watching the Naked and Afraid XL. So I had my money on the Celtics. Thought, I went to bed thinking I was going to lose that bet. I was pleasantly surprised this morning. They had the big third. But in this season, there's just one anecdote I want to bring up to you. And it's been publicized. So this in this XL one, sometimes they're 40-day challenges. Sometimes they're 60-day challenges. I don't even know how this works, if there's enough time. But supposedly, one of the contestants ate tomatoes before he left. And then when he got to the place where they're in the Amazon, he took a dump, grabbed the tomato seeds, and planted them. So now he has
more tomatoes
growing in the Amazon
to
feed him.
That's weird.
And to feed the people while he's there. Now, is that enough time? It's 60 days. Can you poop a tomato seed? And then at what point do you start getting the tomatoes?
I'm sure I know. Like, I mean, how would I know this?
Like, how quickly does that happen?
Great question.
Don't know.
Pretty smart, though.
I do know.
It is smart.
In terms of watching something, I am very into seeing Top Gun Maverick this weekend. And Kevin's going to come on at 7, Kevin McCarthy, to do movie reviews.
He hasn't reviewed it yet?
Nope.
Hasn't. But I looked at Rotten Tomatoes this morning, and
speaking
it was 97% fresh from the critics and 98% from the audience. It's, I don't know that I've seen something that high.
It's basically the greatest movie
it
ever.
It sounds like if you were into the original Top Gun, you're going to be really into Top Gun Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
And I would guess a lot of us that grew up, when we grew up, really like Top Gun. I mean,
well, there's,
really
there's
has a good cast. I mean, obviously Tom Cruise, but John Hamm's in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy that I'm familiar with another show that plays like one of the young guys. Miles Teller's in it.
Yeah. Is Aaron Rodgers in it? Does he make a cameo?
No.
He boys
don't,
Miles
don't
Teller.
Attack me. What's the plot of Top Gun?
I believe he comes back
like the original Top Gun.
Oh. They're Navy pilots.
Here's the plot.
Like training to be a pilot.
Tom Cruise is like kind of a renegade, kind of like flies by the seat of his pants.
Right. Kind of, he's kind of a risk taker.
Not a by the book guy. Right. And his dad, like his dad was a famous pilot who died, and he's kind of like chasing those ghosts up in the air. And like his teammates are like, ooh, he flies on the
he's
edge.
So daring.
I don't know if I can go up in the plane with him.
Right.
That whole thing. And they go to the Top Gun training site in San Diego, I believe it is.
So they were like young hotshots.
Correct.
Yeah. Right.
Then they get into it with the Russians.
Now he's the mentor for the young hotshots for a special mission, some sort of special military mission.
Right.
Gotcha.
There you have the plot for Top Gun, which came out.
And there's a love story in there.
What
there's a love story.
Do we know what country they battle with in this one?
I don't know.
Jennifer Connelly, I think, is in this one.
Is she?
Jennifer Connelly.
I haven't seen her in
years. I think she is.
Years.
Does she play?
She's still attractive.
Does she play Tom Cruise's wife or girlfriend?
We'll talk to Kevin at 7 about it.
Kevin's coming up at 7. We're going to be joined on the show by Chap Peterson, a Virginia State senator who's withdrawing support for the Commander's Stadium financing plan, so you don't want to miss that. That's coming on. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. And Will Brinson from CBS Sports is going to join us coming up at 9. So lots to get to. When we come back, we'll talk about the Caps. They got some bad injury news for one of their top players. We'll get into that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan. Don't forget Kevin McCarthy coming up in just about 35 minutes. He'll have his Top Gun Maverick review, so you don't want to miss that.
I don't know what I'm doing. I need to reserve my tickets.
I need to do the same
right
thing.
Now, because I think I'm going out Saturday night. Need to confirm, but go out Saturday night and see Top Gun Maverick.
How many,
why wouldn't I?
How many of us are going to see it this week? I'm going to try and see it tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Noon. I'm sorry, noon. Tomorrow at noon.
I'm aiming to see it at some point during the weekend. Now, we have a long extended weekend, so I mean, I could go on Sunday or Monday.
Right.
It's actually not a bad idea, because yesterday I met up with my wife. She taught a class like at 10:30 and was done at 11:30 and went to lunch. Have like a lunch date.
Sure.
Just go at noon.
So. That's the sweet spot, because my kid's in school till 3. My other kid's in school till 2:45, 3, whatever.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Matinee won't be as crowded. I mean, if you go to like a 7 o'clock showing on Saturday night, every single seat will be taken.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter nowadays, because you do get the recliner and you get the waiter service. Like, you get everything.
I know, but I just don't like people.
I like Saturday nights. Get out of beer. I have my one IPA.
I haven't sat in a movie theater, a full movie theater, in years. It's probably been, I don't know, 20, 30 years.
I can't. No. Really?
Yeah. A full movie
theater? Because you always go at noon.
I don't see movies on Friday and Saturday night.
I can't say the same.
I would never do that.
I saw the latest Spider-Man the weekend. It might have been the night that it came out with my son, and every seat taken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw Spider-Man as well.
Super packed.
Jess and I saw the Will Smith movie, King Richard.
Okay.
Which was really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so get your tickets.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Bad news for
depending
the Caps.
On his review at 7, but I'm guessing he's going to rave about it.
There's no way.
He was insinuating.
There's no way Kevin gives it less than 4.5 papas. Yeah.
Right.
It's impossible.
Right.
I mean, I would bet a lot of money he's going to give it 5 papas, but
do you think
no
Kevin,
less than 4.5.
Do you think before he gives his score, he sneaks a peek at like Rotten Tomatoes or something?
Yes.
To see how it's 100%. Trending? So you don't think he ever just gives his own
unadulterated? But he's always aware of that Rotten Tomatoes score.
Right.
I'm going to guess he might give an unadulterated just Kevin review.
An honest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's given some movies that I think stink on ice, really good reviews.
Yeah, but maybe he'll dial it back.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Maybe
like, if
does.
It's getting terrible reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, instead of giving it a 5, he'll give it a 4.
Right. Well, my review of the Caps injury news yesterday was zero cake batters.
Yeah.
Because we got the news, I think it hit around noon or 1 o'clock yesterday, that Tom Wilson suffered an ACL injury in the series against the Florida
Panthers.
Which
doesn't make sense. I mean, it does make sense why he never played, but they tried to act like he was day-to-day.
Yeah.
Right.
There was no day-to-day with a torn ACL.
No.
It just wasn't
They had to have known that immediately.
My only thought on that is that they just wanted to keep
gamesmanship.
They wanted to keep it in the Panthers' head. Hey, maybe Tom Wilson, who lives rent free in your head, could be back for a game.
He skated today. Right. He skated this morning, and it'll be a game time decision. Right. Really? Yeah.
Well, that sucks because he's going to be out until at minimum December, if not January.
You would think.
Yeah. When are the games officially start now? Late October.
Early October.
Early October.
Early to mid-October is generally when the NHL season starts.
They probably won't let him go for at least 8 months.
I'm throwing off this year that the Stanley Cup is going to be after the NBA Finals.
Right.
Just the timing of it this year. So, they're still in round two.
So Tom Wilson out for at least 6 to 8 months. Now, you also have the lingering hip injury with Nicholas Backstrom. That's not great.
But he says that's not going to get better.
Right. That's why it's concerning. And it's always going to be something that's affecting him.
Why? I want to know more details on that. Is that like an arthritic hip? Is that what it is? Like,
I don't know.
Like, what is it that means it's not going to get better? I'm curious. I'm sure there's a lot of things it could be, but.
Can they give my man Nicky Backstrom like a brand new state-of-the-art like titanium hip? And he would be just
not sure.
Then he'd be 100% going forward.
Well, what I think they should do
sounds very invasive.
Which they can't do.
Bo Jackson,
right?
What they should do, but they won't be able to, is scrub the internet of all bad hip news regarding Nicholas Backstrom,
right?
And ship him out of town.
If you could,
time to move on. They're an older team. I wasn't sure, but everybody's now convinced me that the reason why they faded in games was because they're old. Well, he's one of the old guys.
He is, but I've got a soft spot for Nick.
So you're going to keep him. You're going to keep Ovi. You're going to keep all the old guys. You won't advance.
I like keeping the band together because...
Keep Bradley Beal. Keep them all. So much success.
It's way different because Bradley Beal hasn't accomplished anything here in Washington. That core that you're willing to just disperse... won a Stanley Cup. Now, I know it was in 2018. I know that was a few years ago, but they hold a special place.
Understood.
Not really willing to part with them yet.
Not trading Ovi, but bringing in younger guys, like when they brought in Mantha.
No, I'm for that.
Revitalize the team, and you're going to have to ship some veterans out.
I agree with that. But you bring in some young talent to augment
the which veteran are you willing
core.
To part with?
It's a good question. It's a really good question. Dmitry Orlov, you could say bye-bye to him. Either of the goalies, bye-bye. Bring in some fresh blood there.
Those aren't the old guys holding them back.
Look, the big ones are obviously Ovi, who's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Oshie, Carly, Backe, and who am I missing?
I would much more be willing to
Those are the high-priced guys.
I would much more be willing to deal off Carly before Backstrom. Like, Backstrom, when he's healthy, is one of the best setup men in the league.
Mm-hmm.
People forget that because he plays.
But he's told you he's never going to be healthy again.
I know. And it tilts me that his hip is never going to get better.
Mm. But Brian McClellan's probably not going to make a big move with one of those guys. I don't think he would.
He would with Carlson, I think. If he
could. Oh, I think if somebody came calling for Carlson.
Okay, well, if someone wants to pay him, because Carlson's got a lot of years left on his deal.
I think he'd be willing to move
back. At least
back.
Four.
I do.
But I don't know. I don't know if he's going to make him.
I don't think anybody's going to want him.
He may be willing to.
Nobody's going to want him.
I'm not that willing to.
Right.
But I'm just a dog on the radio, so I don't matter.
That is 100% true.
What I want and think does not matter to the Washington Capitals, and I'm well aware of that. I'm nostalgic for the core that won the Stanley Cup.
I don't know.
And I understand the pieces are going to, eventually they're all going to leave. I know that.
Yeah.
I want to keep the band together as long as I can.
Maybe you're right, Eric. I mean, if a team is willing to give up a goalie, because this team is in desperate need of a top-notch goalie.
Desperately.
That's what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And they're willing to take on Carlson's contract. Maybe they do make a move with him. I don't know. It just seems like a long shot.
I've got a scout 2022 free agent NHL silly goalies.
Yeah, let me know what you come up with.
See who those guys are. You'd figure that out. Or you could just swing a trade. Doesn't necessarily have to be a free agent. I guess anybody's in play.
Yeah, but they definitely have to make a move for one.
Certainly.
There's no chance they're coming back with Ilya and Vivi.
You'd be butt size for
impossible.
There's just
Igor.
No way that's happening.
Isn't he the silly for the Rangers?
Yes. Is his last name like Shistrik, something like that?
Can't we draft another silly? Can't we draft another Ovi or Kuznetsov or somebody like that? Like, it's all hyped up.
I hope Ryan McClellan does that.
How did we get positioned to draft Obi? Were we just awful, or did we trade up? Were
I'm assuming they stunk. They stunk on ice.
The worst team in hockey the year before.
One pick.
Wow. What a year to be awful.
Yeah.
I mean, you completely changed the direction of the franchise.
Correct.
Hey, Igor Shestorkin is silly for the Rangers. He was a fourth round pick.
Mm, very good.
They just need to get a silly.
I could be wrong, but I think it was back-to-back years that it was Sidney Crosby was the number one pick, and then it was Alex Ovechkin was the number one overall pick. I may have my timeline off on that, but I'm pretty sure that's correct. Those are two pretty big hits at the top of the draft.
Well, it sucks for Willie to have to deal with that. I mean, we kind of feared that it was pretty serious. So, I mean, I'm not surprised that it's actually torn, but eight months. And
I was surprised just because the way they described it is being sort of day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, that rules out ACL. They're just lying.
I know.
Right.
They're just lying. Yeah, everybody lies.
Well, they just the NHL is notorious for being, you know, nebulous with their injury reporting.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
upper body, lower body injury, and that's all you get.
Right.
I mean, you knew it was serious, so you missed the entire series.
Right.
Yeah, I did. But I guess when they said day to day, my dumbass believed them.
Yeah.
But that
I'm looking
stupid.
At your free agent goalie list, Cakes.
Okay. Let me hear it.
Marc-Andre Fleury
played
with Minnesota this year.
By the way, there were rumblings that he was made available to Washington around the trade deadline, and that he didn't want to play for the Caps because he had so many games against them as the Penguins goalie, which made me think, okay, I don't want you on the team. Don't want you as a member of the Washington Capitals if you don't want to face the Caps nemesis in the Penguins.
Mm-hmm. He's a $7 million cap hit, or was. The other names I don't really recognize other than Yaroslav Halak.
Nope. Never again. We did the Halak thing. He didn't want to play against his former teammates either.
The same deal. I was going to say, I remember there being another situation.
He didn't
want
to take the ice, I think, against the St. Louis Blues
because
he had played for them. No
thanks. But wasn't it because he felt like they knew him or something?
I don't know.
He was scared of them or had too much respect for them. He felt like they knew his game or something.
I thought it was because he had a broken heart. You know, he missed the team.
Yeah, that's probably it. We've already been down that road.
He
stoned us in the playoff series when he played for Montreal back in the day when the Caps won the President's Trophy. I say no to that 1,000 times.
All right. And then, of course, Braden Holtby, unrestricted free agent.
Been there, done that.
I'm Team Hoppy.
Nostalgia.
That hits me right here. It hits me in the feels to get Braden back
in
that
at the deadline. Get Hoppy.
Now, that is an intriguing name because you can have him. Because
I don't think he's like 33 or something, right? It's not like he's 50. Not like he's 40.
He is 32.7.
Yeah, according to Spotrac. He'll
be 33 when the season starts.
Still in his prime.
You sign him to like a 2-year, like $6 million deal.
He was just a backup this year. He only played 24 games.
Right. I don't hate that, but it's also nostalgia playing a role, too.
I'm guessing the people who actually know hockey, unlike the four of us, they know that he's not good enough to come back
maybe,
and play.
Maybe they do know that.
I don't know if there's he's going to be on the roster.
I mean, there's a reason he was a backup.
Jack Campbell for Toronto,
who
had 31 wins this year and only made $1.65 million. 2.64 goals against average, 91% save percentage.
Hockey Cakes is going to have to go look at
some Jack Campbell
stats.
I'm not
excited about any of those names. So make a trade, BMAC.
They don't do anything for you.
Go make a trade and get a stud because that's what this team needs.
Right. But if you're a Caps fan, yesterday was a bad day because you learned that Tom Wilson suffered an ACL injury in the series against the Panthers.
But he's going to probably
be there for the opening drop of the puck.
Probably miss a quarter of the season.
Might miss half the season.
More than that.
I would say, they say 6 to 8 months. That brings you through December.
Right.
So maybe don't come back till January, unless it's a quick recovery.
Yeah, but even then, they're going to want to dial it back.
They want to
slow them down.
No, I agree. So
it's probably
going to be early 23 before you see him.
Yeah.
I'm sure Peter Laviolette is happy going into the last year of his deal with hobbling Nick Backstrom, no Tom Wilson, and the biggest question mark ever in the goalie crease.
Right.
It's not looking
And they're
great.
Coming off a series where they lost to a bunch of losers.
Well, they did.
According to Cakes.
No. Not according to me. According to what they did against the Tampa Bay Lightning.
I know. It was not good. Three goals.
They are losers. the Florida Panthers.
Yep.
Until they have a Stanley Cup banner in their arena, they're losers.
They got outscored 13-3 in four games, I believe.
Yeah. And they thought it would help by going out to like Mons Venus after they're down 3-0 to the strip club in Tampa.
They knew they were
Didn't
done.
Really help. All right, don't forget, coming up in just about 20 minutes or so, Kevin McCarthy's going to join us. He will give us his Top Gun Maverick official review at 7 a.m.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Not a great headline for the Washington Commanders stadium prospects in Virginia. This is from Richmond.com. Commanders stadium project on life support as $350 million subsidy loses key supporters in Virginia legislature. We'll be joined by one of those power players, Chap Peterson, coming up at 8 a.m. on the show. But that's not great when one of the spots you're looking at in the state where your headquarters currently resides in, and where you're planning to possibly build your new stadium, where they're about to yank the funding or it's losing support amongst the politicians.
It's not great if you were wanting them to end up in Virginia, but Rick Snyder came on this show yesterday and he said if he had to bet, he'd bet on Maryland ending up with the new stadium right there in Landover.
Maybe, maybe they might have any, you know, no other options, and that's where they have to stay.
I was taken aback by that.
I was too.
I was a little bit shocked by Rick's take that Landover is the, in his opinion, is the betting favorite. I've thought all along that this team is focusing on Virginia because they realize they're losing big, giant chunks of Maryland and D.C. I don't know how much D.C., but certainly Maryland, to the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, I think what's interesting about what Peterson said is he originally was a big-time supporter.
Right.
In fact, they say he co-founded the Redskins Pride Caucus in 2014.
What is that wackiness?
Well, I think it was to defend the name for all the people that were attacking the name,
all right,
and he was trying to support the name. Even as I think as earlier this year or last year, he supported Virginia going after him.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that, you know, he grew up a Redskins fan. The Commanders are not that team. He said they have no history, no tradition, no fan base. I do not consider them an appropriate economic partner for the Commonwealth of Virginia because I don't think they have the community support
to survive.
See, in my opinion, that's his nice way of dancing around saying, I don't want to get in bed with Daniel Snyder and be a business partner with Dan Snyder and company. He's saying, no thanks to that. You can take your business elsewhere.
Well, he
don't want to get in business with Dan Snyder.
Sounds like he's a bitter Redskins fan. Didn't want him to change their name.
Right.
Probably doesn't like the new name, and definitely doesn't like Dan.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. Well, who likes Dan?
Nobody. We've already established that.
Gone down that road.
Like, Dan literally is more hated than any politician you can think of.
He's so despised.
Politicians are the most divisive, most hated people in the country.
100%.
Other than Dan Snyder.
I agree.
It's like universal. He's like Putin.
He's Pootie Poot.
Yeah.
He's America's version of Pootie Poot.
He's completely toxic.
Yeah.
He has no support.
Crazy.
Who would want to hang out with Dan Snyder? And we've had people, I was talking to some people about this yesterday. We've had people that say, man, if you just sat down with Dan Snyder and had a drink or 12 with him, he's a good guy. You'd see how good of a guy he is. And I always just like.
I don't think so. I heard that from one person. He actually told me that.
Right.
And I called BS on it.
He told me that too.
That was a guy who was being paid by him.
That is correct.
But he also hung out with him.
Yep, he did.
True.
But it's easy to like someone when you're paying you $750,000 a year.
Say we were at the Palm and Dan Snyder's at the bar. And we walked up and sat down.
He would never be at the bar.
No, I'm just saying.
In a weird world.
With the commoners?
He's sitting with the commoners, having a drink at the bar.
Yeah.
And we, you know, like two of us sat on one side of him, two sat on the other. I think he would just sit there and have not much to say. And we would obviously carry the conversation because, hello,
right.
We're talented at talking.
I don't even know what that would be like.
But in a real world.
He's a dullard.
He's probably never. Other than doing like a PR thing or some photo op, he's probably never been to a bar. Like, he probably just goes and gets a private room.
Oh, yeah. He hadn't sat in a bar.
He doesn't know how to operate in public with actual humans, with other people.
He's a weirdo.
EB and I did Zabe's podcast probably 4 or 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he worked at Redskins Park.
Yeah.
There was a studio right there, very close to where Snyder was. He said Snyder popped his head in one time because there was food that smelled good or something.
Food drop. You know what? Even Dan Snyder, food drops.
Well, but
that
hungry,
was the that was the only interaction he had in all of those years.
Not surprising whatsoever. That's the least surprising thing you're going to tell me probably in the next month.
It's just unbelievable how hated he is. I can't think of anybody else. Like any other public figure that is as reviled as he is. But
you probably count on one hand how many people like him.
You can understand why, because he's taken something that the entire region loved
and
he's flown it into the side of a mountain and destroyed it.
It's true. Terrible owner, but he could have. You would think he would be able to generate some positive publicity somehow, some way. You know, I don't know. Do some charity things or. I don't know, just be a decent human being.
Yeah, but he's not a decent human being.
Yeah, I know.
He can't interact with people. He's weird.
He is a weirdo.
I am curious, though, to hear from Chap Peterson at 8 o'clock. He's going to join us, the state senator who's pulled his support. Just wondering about the economic viability. Like, I get it. He grew up a Redskins fan. He doesn't love the name change. Kind of has hurt feelings.
Well,
but
nobody
economically,
does.
And I don't know, this is above my pay grade, for his... people, is it beneficial to have a stadium there economically if you're having to put up $350 million?
It could be if your businesses thrive surrounding it.
Right.
But if the team stinks and it's an empty stadium every week,
right. Has he
and
done...
nobody wants to build a restaurant across the street.
Right. We've learned over like 20 or 30 years that it benefits the owner. They are getting public subsidies. And they are privatizing the profits.
Yeah, but it benefits
Dan Snyder.
No, but it can also benefit the community. When you build it, it opens up jobs.
Sure, of course.
And you know, revitalize.
It may take time, and you tax them. You're getting the Commonwealth would get money from taxes, which can help to build the roads.
There has to be a way that they can make it financially viable.
I mean, I can't remember the financing of Nationals Park, but this area has benefited from having Nationals Park.
Sure,
100%.
It's thriving at this point. But yeah, it wasn't overnight. It wasn't in the first couple of years.
So I'm kind of interested in not the being butt hurt aspect, because it does seem like, reading his quotes, that he's a little bit...
He's jilted.
Of, you know, he's a kid that I think went to Fairfax High School. He's a kid that grew up here. I mean, he's not a kid. He's in his 50s.
Right.
As a state senator. But tell me about the economic viability. Have they just decided, not economically viable, they want too much money?
Well, I think... He has also looked at Dan Snyder's track record as a businessman and realized that after he sold Snyder Communications and he lockboxed his way into the Commanders / Redskins, what has he done business-wise that you would want to align yourself with him? He got on the board of Six Flags and drove that company straight into the ground. How are Dick Clark Productions working out? Sank a bunch of money into that.
But what's interesting is, right, no, you're right, he's a terrible businessman. But in February, he told the Washington Times he was still comfortable with the state providing the funding for a portion of the project. So in February, he was okay with
it. He's turned.
What's happened between February? Is it just a bad press surrounding Dan? Dan is a human being?
I don't know, because there was support earlier for him, and now there's not.
He's pulling his support.
I'm speaking out of turn, because I don't know this, and I don't even live in the Commonwealth. Is he up for election this year?
Chap Peterson?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, does he?
Because that can affect position.
He's a state senator.
Well, your state senators matter in terms of passing legislation within a state. State senators certainly matter in this case.
I disrespect them.
The biggest question.
You can disrespect them, but they're the ones that are going to be part of this. Like, you have a governor, but if the state legislature is completely against something,
look,
that matters.
I don't know if he's up.
I won't even pretend to know about Virginia politics. I barely know about Maryland
politics,
okay?
His current term ends in January of 24.
Okay, so it's not necessarily about
he's got a year and a half.
Yeah. Here's the biggest question I have about Chap Peterson. What is Chap short for? Is he
Chap? His name's John Chapman Peterson.
Okay, there's the answer.
Drabby, is that what you're seeing?
I see here
his term ends in 24.
Yeah. I think you guys are going to like him. He's a longtime Fairfax guy. He lived down the street from the old radio station. I talked to him for about 10 minutes last night.
Did he ever come to any of our bits?
Yes, yeah. He came in 96 or 97. You guys did some mini golf thing
in
the studio.
Oh, he did that?
Yeah, he was in early 20s.
Now he's a state senator. That's unbelievable.
Did he ever come to the Daisy Dukes contest?
He didn't mention any of that. He said he's listened off and on for the last...
What is his day job?
We did a mini golf tournament.
But he has a day job, right?
Did we do that the whole way?
I have no idea.
Yeah, we did it in the building. Wasn't really.
He might be a lawyer.
It's like a putting thing. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think he went to UVA law, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Valdez is like, yeah, he did a mini golf thing with you guys. When did that happen?
Didn't we do like bowling with frozen turkeys?
We did everything.
We did all kinds.
Yeah. I thought it was a Don and Mike bit. But
I always remember we did pencil fighting.
I'm spacing the names too early. What was the kicker who went to Maryland to play for?
Jess Atkinson.
We sent him out kicking field goals in the snow.
Across the street.
I think I beat him.
Over like the power lines.
Over the power lines.
What was that road right there? What was the main road?
Main Street.
Yeah, he was kicking field goals over the power lines on Main Street in the snow.
My lines were droopy.
Was he shirtless? I think he might have been shirtless, too. I can't remember.
I don't know if he was shirtless.
Maybe I wanted to be
dreamy,
shirtless.
But I don't know. He was shirtless.
I can't remember.
He got sized for the old radio station, the building, the location, and he told me that he was trepidatious about giving his support originally, and he's been thinking about it, and he sees the Commanders as a falling stock.
He's good at it.
And he says, do you want to go down with the ship, or do you just want to count your losses and get out?
Yeah, the quote in the article is, don't have confidence in the Washington Commanders as a viable NFL franchise.
And the NFL is the biggest juggernaut on the planet.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have faith in the NFL? Or specifically the
Washington
Commanders?
I mean, it's a legitimate emotion that he's got. An opinion, but again, he's just one vote.
But he did support him in February, but you're saying he was reluctant, but he reluctantly supported him.
Yeah.
Do you think how much of him is butthurt that they changed the name? How much do you think?
Well, let's ask
him. Probably a good chunk of it.
He hates the name.
We'll ask him at 8 o'clock.
But he's not the sole state senator.
State senator, how butthurt are you? On a scale of 1 to 10. Tell me your butthurtness.
Are we overusing butthurt? We've used it 9 times in this segment.
No, but it, you know, yeah, but that's not a junkie's is.
I understand.
Butthurt is like a real term.
I'm well aware.
Yeah. I think Tom Brokaw used it one time, and we accused him of stealing from us.
Would you say you're butthurt or butt disappointed?
Yeah, right.
All right, coming up next, we're going to be joined by Kevin McCarthy. He will give his official
Top Gun Maverick review next here on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.